The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
The Sounds of MacArthur.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick.
G'day. I've got a big beef here.
A big beef.
I thought you were going to have a big something else there, Mick. That would have been a bit.
Who's your big beef with, Mick?
And it's not a Big Mac either.
What is it?
Oh, it's with Department of Housing.
Yes.
One of my friends had to fill out these forms and they hand delivered the form.
Why would you hand deliver a form, Mick? Come on.
They hand delivered a form to his place when he was out. Right, and then he had to fill them all out, and they said they wanted it last week. Of course, that's why they hand delivered it. We went down to Macquarie Fell's shops to put in the Department of Housing or whatever they call themselves now, and they moved. So this bloke didn't have any money because he's been paid, and he had to put all his money out in his bills because he's got a disabled daughter, stepdaughter. I said to him, right, well, drive straight up and put it in. It took us, if he would have had to catch a bus or a train, it would have took, and a round trip, it would have took him about 2 or 3 or 4 hours to get there, to come back, to wait for the connections and all this. And this is not right. Mm-hmm. Macquarie Fells, if something goes wrong in Macquarie Fells in the Housing Commission during the day, you should be able to go down and tell them straight away.
Not really.
But now,
just ring them up.
They're doing. Have you ever tried getting on to government switchboards?
Yeah, you sit there.
So this is bloody stupid. This is what idiots do to make jobs for themselves, to move everything and make other people who are just less able to move around to get them.
Yeah, but there's not an office in every suburb, right, Mick? Like, not every suburb the Housing Commission has.
Why would they close down the Housing Commission in Macquarie Fells? It's got the biggest Housing Commission places around, because most of the Housing Commission around in this area has been sold off. 3,000 units have been sold off by the Housing Commission. Nothing's been put back. Mm. And they've got a 60,000 people waiting list to get into Housing Commission.
That's true.
And they're knocking down Willamaloo.
Yeah, so they should.
Jumps, and they're putting up all these new units, and only less than the amount of people who are living in the original units will get in there. And the rest of it will be bloody private. That's not right.
Nothing wrong with private housing.
It is so wrong with private housing. No, when government start subsidising private housing instead of having housing commissions, that's when it becomes ridiculous, because there's people being put into hotels where they're paying $160 a night, and that could have been that money could be used in the Housing Commission units.
Putting new units. Most people in the country live in public and private housing. All of them are rich either, Mick.
Why was public housing put out? Because there was a lot of people who couldn't afford it, or they had low income, and low income people struggle all the time to keep.
But to be fair, Mick, people that are in public
housing... If you're on $160,000 a year or $200,000 a year, you don't give a stuff of what bills comes in. But these blokes are on...
people that are on less money that have to rent privately, they're doing a lot tougher than people in Housing Commission houses, Mick.
Not always.
Well, I reckon that'd be... if you had to pay rent
These people on low incomes who go into private housing, they get a substitute. They get a substitute. Subsidized.
Yeah, I've got a feeling you're better off being in a public house.
No,
well, you would. Be.
Why are you getting rid of?
List?
Why are they getting rid of public housing and they're claiming, oh, we can't afford it? That's a lot of crap. We've got idiots who are leading the world, and they shouldn't even be leading the bloody bank robbery because of that stupid.
Can you actually apply for that now?
Yeah.
Is that a waiting list?
Yeah. Yes, haven't you seen
a long
the most stupid? Haven't you seen on TV the most stupid bank robbers out?
They're pretty stupid.
Yeah, the guy that comes on radio and talks about it.
Wow.
But why can't they have? Where are they going to have the offices? Can't they shut offices, close offices, change the way they do the services, make it more efficient?
No, it's not making it more efficient.
Well, not making it more efficient.
It's making more people angry.
Oh, well.
And when you have angry people, when something goes wrong, then they start revolt.
No one's going to revolt because the Housing Commission office shut down, Mick.
They might.
I don't think so.
People revolt about those dumb things.
Have a look at the Macquarie Fields riots. Have a look at the Macquarie Fields riots. What started that?
I don't think it was because the housing commission office was closed down.
Or the
look
what they
down.
Did. All they had
RMS
to do
moved or something.
All they had to do was put a skateboard and cut down 50 to 60% of crime in Macquarieville's because they got something
to do.
Don't
think it was that much, but nonetheless,
nah, that'd still be crime.
Cutting down on crime because people got nothing else to do except
just because you got nothing to do doesn't make it right to rob people.
Find something to do.
You know, oh, I just robbed you today.
Oh, Robin Hood used to be all right. Robin Hood used to be all right. He used to rob the rich and give to the poor.
Did,
yeah.
Let's rob. Who can we rob now? Rob Roy.
Where's Rob Roy?
Don't rob anyone. How about that?
I hate that as an excuse though. Just because I'm bored, I'm going to rob somebody. That's just rubbish.
Yeah. Because they didn't get a skate park, they're going to go crazy.
I'm bored.
That's how Australia got built.
By convicts.
And why were they sent? Why were convicts in here? A lot of them stealing boot or stealing something just to survive.
So you're saying if you didn't steal, there wouldn't be Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
We steal everything, mate.
That's true, we do. We're still New Zealanders, we're still Americans.
To be fair, everybody is not even Australian anymore, right?
No, everyone's a dual citizen.
So what's going on in Parliament House? When's the next election going to be, Mick? It's going to be soon, right?
Next week, right?
Because half of them are not even bloody Australian.
Yeah,
seems to be. Like, seems every day it's like another guy's like, "Oh, I have a dual citizenship I didn't know about."
I think my mum made me a dual citizen today.
You're a dual citizen. You got a Greek parentage. Yeah, you can be a dual citizen.
I can't run in politics, then, can I?
Oh well,
you can run.
Well, I can run in politics,
but you can walk as well.
You can walk.
I can walk in Parliament House if I like.
Yeah.
But I don't give a stuff about these idiots.
But isn't it disturbing?
This is typical of politicians. They think they know war and they stuff everything up. They can't even run a country properly.
And they still refuse to do
it. But
isn't this
a big distraction to running the country, though, worrying about all this nonsense? Like, isn't this easy?
Have a look at how Australia was in the 50s and 60s. We were self-efficient. We didn't have to rely on anyone. Now, we have to rely on fuel coming in from overseas. Yeah. We've got one day or 1 month of fuel. If anything goes wrong, we're stuffed. We have to rely on boats coming, being made, designed overseas. We have to rely on design, naval boats.
No, we design
submarines.
No,
they aren't. We're getting are from France, and the other things are getting from other countries.
But Mick, we also make design boats.
We do not make them.
We do
not defense.
Yes,
not
we
defense.
Do.
We make the defence funds, but we don't design them. We do not design them.
But we make
them.
We
make them, but we do
America.
Not design them.
But we send them to America.
Then
we buy theirs.
We either buy French or German or whatever.
Yeah, but we also
But we should be making and designing our own ships for our own things.
Don't we design some, though, and make some?
No, we make them under licence to other countries who've already designed
them. Yeah, but Mick, it's actually a true fact. We do actually make boats in Australia.
Yeah.
Not ships.
Yep, we make ships. I can guarantee
we
you
do
that.
Not make.
Yes,
we do not design ships in Australia. There's a difference between
There's
a boat and a ship.
Ship
There's
companies.
A difference between a ship and a boat.
Well, I don't
a
know.
A boat is small and a
water,
ship is
they
large.
Are made in Australia. There is boats made.
They
in Australia.
Might be made in Australia, but they're not designed in Australia.
I don't care.
But as long as they're made.
And not
here,
the instrumentation designed made in Australia. A lot of stuff.
Does it matter what the nationality of your stuff is?
Yes, it does. Because if anything
is that
happens,
the Constitution? If your boat
anything
come
happens,
from Australia,
if anything
your,
happens,
your citizen
your
boats,
dinky must be Australian.
Your dinky die.
No.
Your dinky die Australian. Your dinky must be Australian.
If anything happens overseas, like a big plague or a war, what we got? We can't make our own clothing. We can't make our own cars. We can't make this, and
to
we can't
be fair,
make that.
We have a lot of clothing to last
and what,
probably another 100
and
years.
And what was? What happened in the Second World War? We had to make everything. We had to make our own tanks. We had to make everything. If we were like, if it's like now, we wouldn't be. We would have lost the war.
What war? It's not. There's no
the
war.
Second World War.
Oh, but we're not having a third one.
Probably will have a third one.
Nah.
No, we won't be alive for that.
Oh, would you like good news?
Okay.
Yes, that'd be good. This is getting very miserably depressing.
Who had a skin problem, skin disease. There was one in his DNA. And what happens is most skin is layered and sticks together.
Mm-hmm.
This little kid, very rare, the skin peeled off him and let him like if he was burnt. Like Mr. Burns here on
ha.
His head.
Ha.
And
it's called sunburns to you, Mick.
And
if you get outside much.
This in Italy, they were doing DNA rectifying. So they took a bit of his skin,
mm-hmm.
sent it off into Italy. The Italians got really the bad DNA and put some new DNA in.
Oh, really?
Grew some new skin. That's through virus insertion. And now he's got a brand new skin which works properly.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, and that was only experimental. So now these people who've got this same type of problem will be able to do it, fix it. Plus other things like anything with a DNA which is causing problems, they can cut it out and put it back in, put fresh one in.
Yuck.
Wait, so you're getting someone else's skin?
Yeah, the whole skin.
Changing the DNA. If you've got a fault in your DNA. Like you had a fault in your DNA for your when you were born, weren't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
You're faulty. Did you get your docket?
They couldn't return me.
They couldn't return you? Oh, it was a clearance
sale. Now I'm stuck like this.
A clearance sale.
Yeah, so that's how they can fix them.
Okay.
A lot of DNA, you
know.
Should they be able to, though, mix?
Yes, they should be able to.
Just as is?
Yeah. Fix them up.
Messing with nature,
can you choose the DNA you want?
No, it's the DNA just for that disease, which is caused through different DNAs.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Mick.
Another example for it would be... The, what's that, where the lungs fill up with liquid all the time, they have to bash them on the back.
Lung liquid thing.
I can't remember. Oh, I can't remember it.
Anyway, when you remember it, Mick, let us know.
Mm.
That was Mad Mick.
Welcome to the fast-growing MacArthur region and your station, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Pete's Week.
Mm-hmm. And we start with the rats in the ranks.
I found one happened this week on Wednesday.
Our new segment, Rat Watch.
There was a restaurant in Minto had a rat sighting. Now it was in a restaurant that exterminated a large rat after video went rotten. The rat was in the front window of the restaurant.
He could have been having ratatouille.
He was cooking the pasta, right?
Family business assumed the committee that its rat appearance was a freak incident, and the residents' video was shared about hundreds of people in the hours, and the owner said the rat likely rushed through the door from the side of the from the street at the start of the day, so it probably come out from the...
See, that's what they have to say, so... They don't admit the rat was inside the building.
The rat's very nice.
Yeah, she said that she opened the door and it maybe came in from the street trying to get into the kitchen. Every night we close the door and put down material of the door to stop the rats. We never ever had rats like this before. It was a really big one. So it was near the train station.
Mm.
So the council confirmed the environment health. They attended the premises on Thursday and the offending pest had been caught and contained, so hopefully no more.
Did they let it go free?
Mm, probably. Hope so. So hopefully it won't come back.
Well, you don't want it to come back.
No.
Right.
Unless you're making ratatouille.
Yuck. Now the boarding house discussions at Campbelltown Council continue. Two new developments have been approved. There's a 9-bedroom one in Bocking Avenue in Bradbury, a 15-bedroom one in Moore Street in Campbelltown. Though the councillors aren't all happy about this, they are worried about the area being flooded with high-density accommodation. And this would have to be the most comical bit of nonsense I've heard in quite some time. These people must have to look at... Have they looked down the other stuff they're approving?
Of course not.
Are they taking the mickey here?
All those cranes, putting all those new high-rise building up.
A boarding house of 15 people in it isn't as high-density as those things along the old car yards down there. There's a lot more houses in those. But obviously, the council still has a lot of councils have problems with boarding houses, huge issues with them. The councils have said the current applications were better than the previous applications. They're still concerned that there's only 0.2 parking spaces for each room provided. The designer of the houses said that they weren't necessary because the services are close to public transport. People don't need a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's not enough parking spaces. So that means. The Greens Council also pointed out that they'll probably lose the appeal process because it sounds like the application's actually applied with the criteria.
Where's the
under the SEPP.
Where's the parking supplied?
On the development. So the development is it under the ground or in the... I don't know the exact details, but there's provision for parking spaces. But according to the SEPP, the State Environmental Planning Policy, they only need 0.2 for a boarding house. So they're complying with the policy. So the state government actually needs to change the policy, and the council's got to stop harassing these applicants that are putting through legitimate applications by the policy. It's actually a state government issue. It's got nothing to do with local council. And they're thinking, they're trying to get a report on how they could restrict the numbers in certain areas. I don't know how they could do that in 1 minute, have limited for boarding houses, but then have high-rise buildings. It sounds really weird.
Oxymorons.
Well, it is, because I don't understand it, because I think there's kind of a social issue where people don't want to live near a boarding house because...
Not in my backyard.
Basically, yeah. That's what I think this is what this is all about. They don't say it, but that's what it sounds like to me.
These boarding houses will get a lot of homeless people off the streets.
Well, at $240 to $280 a week, they're still pretty expensive. But yeah, they're not cheap.
Off the street.
I don't know. $240 to $280 a week, if you're on the streets, I'm not sure if you can afford that.
No.
Like if you're on unemployment, you start benefits, and I don't know how you could afford that.
Yeah, you'll get it because you'll get a subsidy with the Centrelink.
Yeah, but even still, it
living
would
out
be a struggle.
Or whatever it is.
So that's the issue. The council keeps going back and forwards on that one.
Yeah, it makes sense. Speaking of going back and forth on
issues... Does it make sense?
The State Urban Infrastructure Minister Paul Fletcher does not believe a rail link is vital to the success of the Western Sydney Airport. Now, his point of reference for this is the highly efficient people behind Singapore's successful Changi Airport did not introduce a rail link to theirs until several years later.
But they have one.
Yeah, but how... Right. Yeah, but how close is Changi Airport to the rest of the...
I'm not too sure, maybe. Yeah.
Relatively close.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had buses there, they had every...
I've got a feeling if you're stuck at Baggerys Creek trying to get back into the city, it's going to be a long, long trek. Even when they build the train there, it's going to be a long trek.
Stick your finger out and hitch.
He believes it is not a must for the airport.
Let him get...
Has he been on the M5 lately?
I don't think he has.
He's out of control.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Right. Okay, MacArthur Square parking.
I went there this week.
Yes.
Are you cross?
I am very cross. Because you've got to wait for the boom gate to open. It's a waste of time.
Sometimes I won't. Well, that's fair.
First world problems. I had to wait 30 seconds for the boom gate.
I'm telling you, not even.
If you have a bike.
5 seconds.
If you have a bike, you can go around it.
I would have just went right through it, Mick, but, you know.
No, they got rid of the... Laws. They had parking there before at MacArthur Square, and they got rid of it because it wasn't working. But MacArthur Square Management is thrilled with its new parking system.
Course they are, because people are forgetting that...
They get paid more money. Of course you'd be thrilled. We get more money. Yay!
It's freed up spots for customers despite a few teething problems in the first few days, of course.
Give them a teething ring if there's problems.
Oh, yeah, by Christmas it'll be even worse, I'll say.
There are
some hiccups with the launch, and team members are working hard to ensure the system goes ahead smoothly. Yeah, sure. Just
parking around Christmas is
I reckon already. Just don't park at MacArthur Square at all and just park near the train station.
No, parking around just Christmas time is very, very hard.
It was pretty
well. Do your shopping early,
or do it online.
It's not hard. I hate people that complain about Christmas parking. It's like
it's Christmas,
it's not like it's been like never happened before.
Yeah,
no.
Same as people that complain it's hot in summer,
cold in winter. Oh my god,
no, I'm going to complain it's hot in winter and cold in winter and summer.
No, I'm really confused.
It usually is these days, Mick. So
that makes perfect sense. Now, there's a lack of buses too in Blaxland Road. Campbelltown's Chamber of Commerce is pushing for the government to put more buses down Blaxland Road. There's hardly any of the biggest shopping strips, and there's no connections to the bus service. They're very limited connections. I don't know whether it's really important, because I don't know. Would you catch the bus to Blaxland Road to buy a car?
You got workers there. You got workers there. You got shoppers there.
Well, that's
there.
True. It is a big industry.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people.
I probably wouldn't go there if I was going
to. I have got the train there once and then walked like a
I didn't know the train went up Blaxland Road.
It doesn't. You have to get up at Lemire and then walk all the way there.
Or Campbelltown, whichever.
Or Campbelltown, yeah.
It's a long walk, isn't it?
So a bus service there, I think, would be nice.
It'd be quicker from MacArthur Square, but, you know.
Yeah, but the good news is Transport New South Wales says that there'll be a new bus service going along Gregory Hills Road in the new year. Extra services will be near Blaxland Road will also be added. There'll be a new timetable in 2018. The 840 will run from Campbelltown to Leppington by Gregory's Hills. They're currently planning out the route.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably going to Google Maps trying to figure it out. And they will announce details when probably in the new year when they're about to launch the bus service. So
looking forward to it.
There could be some solution.
Hopefully it makes life easier.
All right. Mr. Walker.
Max?
Paul Walker. Oh, no, 24. He's only 24 and he had ignored advice from his doctors to start eating healthier. But now...
Well, who does that, that sound was like, when Peter?
He was, but yeah. That was that... No, but that was when he was 24.
Yeah.
No, this is when he was 24.
He doesn't listen to his doctor.
He's not... I do. He's not... This guy's not 24 now.
He's on a weight loss diet.
He's at... He's 52 years old. But he ignored it at 24. Now at age 52, he has paid the price by having four toes amputated, two on each foot. That's right. The Currants Hill local has diabetes and in the past few years had triple bypass surgery, toes amputated and a muscle transplant from his thigh to his heel. Ooh, dear. Mr. Walker has become the face of the new Diabetes Australia campaign, which aims to reduce diabetes-related amputees.
Wow.
So, yeah, more Australia's data shows more than 11,700 residents living in the Campbelltown local government area have diabetes. Camden area has more than 3,000 people living with disease, and Wallandilly has more than 2,000 people with diabetes. So, yes... Yes, I don't think my toes will get chopped off.
I think you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Hey, Mad Mick,
you should eat healthier, though, Mick.
I had diabetes as old age diabetes, and I was told
should have become young.
Lose weight and exercise.
Yeah,
and I had to lose weight, and I did exercise.
Well, this bloke here had toes amputated from his toes. At
his toes amputated from his toes.
From his
foot.
What two on each of them, and he was 52, and he was told at 24, and now he's 52. He got it.
He's got older. He's got juvenile diabetes.
So there you go. Well, careful.
If Mr. Walker doesn't continue to listen to his doctor, he could end up dead.
Yeah.
However, there aren't enough spaces in southwestern Sydney.
Awful sequence.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to go there.
That's a dead end, you know.
I know.
It's a dead end straight all the way.
Too bad to have it. Because unfortunately, according to Cemeteries and Cremators New South Wales, there are
what a great place to work, by
the way. I imagine that on your ID card.
I work for the cemetery.
Everyone's dying to get in there.
There are only 310,000 to 330,000 spots left in metropolitan Sydney to bury corpses.
No.
With MacArthur's population at 82,000.
We weren't all fit.
By now.
So eat healthy, exercise.
Live forever.
Live a little bit longer.
Buy now, buy your funeral spot now.
No, don't waste money on.
Oh yeah, maybe you can speculate on funeral plots.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, it's not looking good.
That'd be pretty bad though to do.
According to the paper, it's a grave situation.
Oh,
that's so lame. Whoever wrote this article.
To live in a grave.
All right.
And also too, there's some new work being done in Picton Road. The federal government's going to be putting in some new lanes in the rest areas to allow traffic to enter and exit the T sections more quickly on Picton Road, which should make it a bit easier to make the road a bit safer. Should be finished by August 2018.
Excellent.
And during the week, Ed's pub got burnt down. Mick, are you happy about that?
Well,
no. Why would anybody be happy about that, Peter?
You shouldn't be happy about any place getting burnt down, whether you drink or you don't.
It wasn't an issue. I think someone hated the pub. There was a brawl there the following week. There was, and then the person got really pissed off, right?
Oh.
So they put FU Ed's pub on the side of the building.
That's not nice.
Burnt down, but apparently the other owner that is still part owner is going to rebuild and he's going to fix it all up because it's a good family business. And also, in the new suburb there, Newbrook, one of the persons that lived there, he robbed Ed's pub, Ed's chemist.
Okay.
Bit silly, wouldn't you think?
Bit silly.
Sounds like a lovely place to be right now.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in the new suburb and he goes and robs his own chemist?
Last week, mate.
Rob chemists or just rob chemists in your own suburb?
Just don't rob any chemists. How about that?
No.
So robbing other suburbs, right? Is that what you're suggesting, Pete?
Yeah, far away.
Wallandilly was doing driving
in the outback.
Yeah. Wallandilly was doing...
Sorry, rob outback chemists.
Come on, guys. Mick has something.
Wallandilly was doing a driving... course for people who were teaching their children or neighbours how to drive. And I went to it and I found it very good. So if it pops up again, anyone who listens to these announcements should go and try it. And very informative.
It's good, you should learn how to drive.
No, but getting people who are like me in their 60s and refreshing them and telling them this is how you teach your children how to drive, or teach your neighbours or your nephews or nieces. That's a very good idea.
And also, we've got some more news here. Now, there's plans for a historical Camden Vale milk depot site. Now, it's going to have five restaurants and a function centre, and the Camden Council will decide next week if it gets the go-ahead.
Where is this?
Excellent.
Camden Vale, at the back of Camden somewhere.
Camden South, probably.
Yeah, a milk depot.
It's not just over the bridge.
Probably further.
So
just around where the roundabout is.
There's a lot of roundabouts.
When you first come over the Nepean Bridge, over the Nepean River, there's a roundabout and there's all these old buildings there.
Yeah.
And should large fast food signs be barred from the Wallandilly Rural and Heritage Landscape? They're trying to bar
for Pete's Week?
Restaurants. Yep.
FM 100.3, serving the MacArthur region since 1989.
I spend the day with my radio day, with my radio day, with my radio on.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television news.
Another week.
Yeah.
Another person with their fly down.
Hang on, I'll turn the button on, turn the TV on.
Let's have a look.
Well, right. Who's turned on this week?
Also, for those of you tuning in to see my interview with Louis C.K. tonight, I have some bad news. Then I have some really bad news. Louis canceled his appearance here tonight because the New York Times broke this story today. Five women are accusing Louis C.K. of sexual misconduct. When reached for comment, Jesus said, blah, 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 I don't want to hear about it. I was a big fan. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, Louis C.K.
Who is Louis C.K.?
He is a comedian. He's been around for years. He's done movies. It's not very hilarious because it's true and it actually happened.
Yes, because his statement on Twitter apparently says, I want to address those stories told to the New York Times by five women who felt that I would name themselves and one who did not. These stories are true.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then FX severed their ties with him, his management company.
So anyone left in Hollywood at this time?
No, everyone's getting in trouble.
We can go out there now and get a job.
You can become a movie superstar now.
This is
the greatest opportunity in the history of television.
Studio moguls.
You can. Well, everyone else is either getting sacked or fired or thrown in jail or you know, it's crazy.
So
crazy
apparently
times.
He had upsetting interactions with them, undressed himself in front of people.
Masturbated in front of them.
Yeah.
Over the phone as well.
Over the phone.
Did he get his thing go?
No.
Over the phone.
I think it's called an STD call, but anyway.
Yeah. It's a long distance
call. Sexually transmitted disease. That's an STD call.
Maybe.
I don't know if it was a disease, but it definitely was transmitted by the telephone system. So,
remember, you can pick up viruses off the internet.
You can,
yes, possibly. But what's going on? We talked about this last week.
I know, it was Kevin Spacey and then Harvey Weinstein and now...
This is a bit boring after
New ones every week.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are they true?
I think that...
These stories are true. Quote from Louis C.K. Yeah, they're true.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's was Bill O'Reilly's. Was he paid off people like in the millions of dollars?
No. But how many times have you seen... band members, big bands, where got women chasing the band members as groupies, and then they turn it on for the band members, and they.
We're talking about non-consensual assault.
Yeah, but they can.
We're talking about a guy masturbating over the phone. Like, you know, I don't think groupies are into that.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah,
they could.
Have you ever been a groupie, Steve? No,
I have not.
Have you ever been a groupie, Glenn?
No.
So Glenn groupie.
No. I haven't.
Wow.
Mickey's a groupie.
Yeah, I'm a groupie. Any women who want me, come and get me.
Okay.
Yes. Funny that no one's turned up yet, Mick.
Oh, I had to fight him off the door.
Speaking of passion, though, Mick, Malcolm Turnbull this week showed a bit of passion. He did. He finally found some. And it's a bit. You think it's too late, though?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
Went to the last election and talked about jobs the greatest and growth, respect, and we're delivering them.
With the greatest respect, you are waffling this morning. You are waffling.
That's not... Carl, you've got a job. If you're looking for a job and you need a job and you've got one because of the strong economic leadership we've provided,
You may think it's waffling, but if you've been unemployed and you're getting a chance to get ahead, you think that's pretty... You would say you are being very patronising.
Okay, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is the real you. This is the real you. This is what we want.
No, well, this is... And Carl, is it the real you to patronise people who are out of work and are getting a chance to get ahead?
I'm not patronising.
I don't think it is. I think you're a fair dinkum Aussie. I think you've got compassion. And I think you know that my job is to ensure that more Australians have the chance to get ahead and realise their dreams. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay, this
is
what we want to see.
I'm not going to be distracted.
This is what we want to see.
By the frenzy. I'm not distracted by
the frenzy.
I'm resolving the problems.
Okay.
Resolving the problems and delivering.
The perception is you're supposed to be running the country, but it looks like you can't even run your own party.
Well, that's Carl, that's nonsense. The party. Look at the.
Yeah, he does waffle on, doesn't he?
That really hit a chord with him.
On your car.
At the party, do they have any balloons and
they have waffles
missiles?
At the party.
Waffle party.
Yeah.
They're on the waffle party. Get on your car, Stefan.
What an absolute douchebag, though.
Who?
Turnbull.
He's an idiot.
God, what a stupid answer to a question. What if Carl Stefanovic was unemployed because he got him the job?
Yeah.
The strong economy he built is why Carl Stefanovic's employed.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think so.
That's rubbish.
I don't think Malcolm Turnbull being Prime Minister means Carl Stefanovic's employed.
No.
Well,
I don't think he had anything to do with his
moronic argument.
Yeah.
From stupid moronic.
I just don't think he knew how to take it, to be honest.
He's a solicitor, so he doesn't know what the average punter is like.
No, I don't think that's a problem. I just don't think he's just talking nonsense.
Yeah.
Like when you're saying his dad was a plumber in Round Vaucluse around there, that means plumbers used to get big money, more than solicitors, so he wasn't so poor.
No, he never said he was, I don't think. I don't think you'd call him as poor.
He made out that he was...
Oh, he didn't really. Work. He said he rented for a while. That was not really... Renting's not being poor, Mick.
They still have somewhere
I think everyone knows he's a millionaire, and I don't think he's going around saying he's a poor
guy. No, it was his father who started.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
And now he's doing pretty well for himself.
Not really.
He's the Prime Minister.
He can't even lead a country.
He's all right. Please. He'll be
fine. He's half left as well.
Oh, is he?
Well, it's half right, half left. I don't care.
Well, sticking with politics, not a good week for anyone in politics this week.
Terrorist monkeys.
No.
Terrorist monkeys?
Mm. Yeah, they're out to get people. The terrorist monkeys.
That's all right. Just feed them a banana and they can get something for you.
How do the United Patriots come for me?
No, we're not. This is Patriot Blue, mate.
Okay. Safety.
No, it's not, mate.
Safety.
It's actually.
Why don't you go back to Iran, you terrorist?
It's completely different, mate.
Tim?
Yeah.
How you been, brother?
It's very well, mate.
Look at this car salesman.
No, mate.
Hey, working class guy.
I saw him on racist rednecks. You follow me everywhere I go.
Rednecks,
I'm not even a redneck, mate. I've got a decent job. I pay me wife.
Have an average rink, mate. It's a halal sort of fucking one.
And I'll grab a parallel, thank you.
Is that it? You don't want to have a bar of it, do you?
You
haven't got any comment to say what you've done?
Honestly, I think you guys are a bunch of racists. I don't even have time for you. Parallel,
what race is Islam,
mate? Yes, thank you.
What race is Islam?
This is the nonsense these right-wing leaders come up with.
Yeah, and you only said afterwards...
Yeah, it's gotten silly.
And you only said afterwards, I'm not racist. Well... You said that.
Oh, no, because they go on this thing, Islam's not a race, and blah, blah. You're a horrible
give them
person.
To say whatever they like. Yeah.
Now, the company Total Holdings, I think, was the one that had the uniform. Did they end up sacking this guy?
Apparently, he's never worked there for months.
That's a sad pity.
But he still wears
is that
top.
What the company said?
Yes.
Yeah, of course they're going to say that. What person wears their attire months
and we're not
I did. When I was on the buses after I got sacked from the buses.
And they said that we're not involved with that person. He hasn't worked for us.
But then should he be sacked? This is the other question. Because a lot of people said he should have been sacked. But should he be sacked?
People can get sacked because it's still representing the company.
But
he's
wearing the uniform.
That's only because
he's allowed to have his political
views. That's what they have to say.
And if he hasn't been there, if he's not working for him,
don't wear it. It's like this woman recently, right? This woman in Washington, she was riding her bike and President Trump was in his car going past and she flipped him off. She got fired from her work.
Flipped him off? How did she flip him off?
Like, stuck a finger up at him.
To Trump?
Yeah. Of course, his motorcade ran past her.
Many times,
no, she got fired.
From who?
For expressing her opinion.
What
from her company.
What was her company?
It was some like...
Donald Trump's campaign.
No,
team?
It was...
Did she work for the Russians?
There was some government contractor company.
Oh, it's the government. You've got to be a little bit neutral, right?
That's why.
Yeah, you just can't flick the bird when the boss comes in. Have you tried doing that?
No, I don't...
Very bad idea.
I kind of don't do it when my boss is around.
Yeah, you know. When he's gone out of the room...
Go try it now. Go do it to Steve.
I'm not the boss here. What are you... You're fired, Mick. Get out. Okay.
That's Trump. That's the apprentice. You're fired.
You're damn right.
Right.
I would fire both of you if I had the chance.
But hey, there's some things we can't
then
do in life.
Then we'll be burned if you got fired.
All right, sticking with nutcases. Okay. There was reporters can't catch a break either.
No.
Nutcase this week harassed some Channel 9 news reporters.
What's your problem, sir?
What's my problem?
What's your problem?
Ever met an honest journalist?
What have I personally done to you?
You chose to be a journalist.
Okay.
You chose to be a journalist. There's a million and one jobs in this world, and you all chose to be a lying piece of shit for a living.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Give it five fucking years, and you'll be out of a job, all wrinkled up and shit. I mean, you're already getting fat and that, so fuck.
All right, sir.
You ain't got much time left. Enjoy your life, guys, yeah?
It's terrible when they're just trying to do reporting and they're getting harassed. Sad.
It's ridiculous.
Is it?
It kind of is. She's just doing a job and this guy's calling her fat and you got
that's
the worst career and...
And you might be there in five
and
years.
And what does that guy do for a job?
I have no idea.
All right, he'll get sacked next. Hope so.
I know. Does he even have a job?
He wasn't wearing
probably
any...
Not. He doesn't look clothes. Like he was... He doesn't look like... I don't know.
Probably a bogan. Hmm.
You reckon? A bogan? You think he might be a little bit bogan going down there just yelling and abusing
he's
people?
He's probably half-pissed or something.
Oh, it could be a hipster.
Well, he looked a bit hipster, actually. That's a good
point. He had glasses and a beanie on, and, he had a flannel. He actually had a flannel on me.
Well, in other words, he was a lumbie. He was a lumbie.
He was a Western going to flannel away.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next week, hopefully by Tuesday, all goes good. Channel 10 will have a new person in CBS. The court announced that they rule in favour of CBS. Be all finalised.
Excellent.
And talking about that, that all the because I had the tens up fronts this week, like the last couple of nights.
Mm-hmm.
All sort of the regulars are back, so it should be good.
Like what?
Julie Morris has got a show hosting a show.
Yeah,
this is called Blind Date.
Yeah.
So they get blind. One for you.
I've been to. What, you used to watch Blind Date? You get blind and you get dated.
Special pilot with three new titles. That's interesting. A new drama called Playing for Keeps. Right. New comedies, Street Smart and How to Stay Married.
Was this the thing they had on the special walkway, the special...
Yes, that's right. MasterChef and the Project come back for the 10th season.
Wow. Surprise, surprise.
Gordon Ramsay and Nigella Lawson to guest on MasterChef.
Mm-hmm.
Observation series, The Secret Life of a 4-year-old. And of course, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, Bachelor, All the Bachelors, Survivor, and maybe much, much more. And we'll see what happens with CBS and see if they've got other interesting shows might pop up. I reckon a fourth channel would sound good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Speaking of interesting shows, Rake Season 5 is now filming.
Woo! Yes. Get the shovel!
Oh, it's such a good show. I do enjoy it a lot. Now, Cleaver Green is an independent senator in the federal parliament. So that
was he a dual citizen? There's the question that I think will come up somewhere in that.
And as Mad Mick commented about his dual citizen.
But that's going to be airing next year. Looking forward to it. Rake is one of my favourite Australian
now
shows.
Now, the question is, does Rake earn over $200,000 a year?
No.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Don't know if Richard Rock's going
to earn that much. So ABC, SBS stuff over that $200,000 a year threshold may have to force to reveal their salary. The ABC and the SBS are both refusing to take the directive from the government to disclose them, but the parliament may legislate to force the companies, the corporations, sorry, to disclose any staff that earn over $200,000.
What they should be doing is talking about the politicians who are earning over $200,000.
They're lurks and perks. But all parliamentary salaries are disclosed. People that work at the ABC and SBS,
but they don't tell you how much they spend on their lurks and
perks.
They
do. They report on that.
Like last week,
it's just not true.
Reported, the transport minister spent $18,000 on tolls just doing his work up and down the streets in New South Wales. $18,000.
He had to do work,
and there was $100,000 on tolls for the government. for the New South Wales government. Mm. And they're supposed to get it for
nothing. But Nick, this is not an issue about whether you should or shouldn't get pay. It's a matter of disclosure. Yeah, and the issue is should the ABC SBS have to disclose their salaries?
I don't think they
and
should.
And other government employees have to. A lot of them do. And a lot of them don't. And in the private sector,
so
no one does.
A lot of them do and a lot of them don't. What does that mean?
Well, it means that should the ABC and SBS have to?
No.
The BBC does.
That was their choice.
But we aren't
wasn't
in
their choice,
England.
I
we aren't in
right,
England.
They couldn't have just not done it.
No, the BBC had no choice in the matter. The government
made
them.
What would happen if they didn't do it?
Well, the government gives them the money.
Right.
They were forced to do so by the
government.
We'll
have a revolution then. It'll be the Battle of the Roses again.
Do people really care? I don't think anyone really cares about
Well, I'm pretty
salary.
Sure their commercial competitors would like to know.
But what's it got to do with them? They're competitors.
Because if you told them how much they're getting paid, you can then go
Does
and say...
Does the ABC know how much 10 and 9 and 7 are making? Then why should the ABC do it?
Well, this is one of the points. Because if the ABC staff salary is public, they'll just go, we want to get that bloke on our show, on our TV. We'll pay him a dollar more to persuade him across, him or her across.
Well, I can understand why they don't want to do it then.
But the government then... But then other people are saying, well, if we're paying $200,000 a year and it's government money, well, should say what it is.
So if they're going to do that,
I guess
because
it's different
because
it's taxpayer money as well, so it's quite different. Yeah.
No, but if they're going to do it, they make it for all.
Yeah, I do believe that.
And they show the lurks and perks.
Everyone, pay TV, free to air, everyone.
Yeah, and the
politicians. Oh, no, everyone's salary.
Politicians and the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
But why just politicians? Why not people anywhere else?
Yeah, doctors. What about, like...
Yeah, doctors, yeah.
Please.
I like playing doctors.
Doctors and nurses.
Oh, I can't. You were going to go down that path. But anyway, Pete, other TV news?
Just one here I've got. Seven is now casting its 2018 series, The Mentor, from business Mark Burris.
Yeah.
So, looking for another small business program coming ahead next year on Seven.
I got one.
What's that?
Hard chat.
Hard quiz.
Hard quiz is looking for more contestants.
Oh.
Contestants. So
are you going to go, Mick?
Yeah, we'll go.
You do like that show.
Yeah.
Is it good this week?
Oh, it's excellent.
Okay. I haven't watched it recently, but...
Yeah.
That's all right. Now, good old Ida and...
Ida
Buttress, yes. Richie Banner, Kerry Packer, Mike Willacy, and John Pilger have been inducted into the Australian Media Hall of Fame. Rightfully deserved.
Were these conductors from the buses? That's where the conductors used to be.
No.
That's how they conduct them into...
What?
No,
you said they just got conducted into the...
No, inducted.
Oh, I thought you said conducted into the...
Yeah, by the Fat Controller, they got...
Yeah, Fat Controller came down. He was there last year, right?
He was. He inducted Thomas and his friends. And
yeah,
so good for them. They deserve it. Legends.
I'm sure half of them aren't even alive yet either, actually. So
no.
So they're not sure if they're going to be that appreciative of the...
Richie Banner can't receive it?
No, sorry. Kerry Packer, don't think he's been around lately.
Ida will do it for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, also, Q&A had their school kids special this week. They got the school kids on the panel. Nice, interesting concept. A comedian called Ben said, tonight's Q&A is brought to you by people who thought the most effective way to make the show worse than ever. Not a nice thing to say about kids on a school panel show. That's
Q&A is boring.
That's a little bit harsh on school kids.
Yeah, they don't have any...
I don't know whether you should be saying that. I don't know, it's not a very nice thing to say.
No, it's not a nice thing, but
Q&A don't have the average Joe Blow, the average worker.
Comedians,
well, I think these kids are the average kids. I don't think they're...
No, they're not the average kids, they're the bright kids.
So you want the stupid kids on there?
Yes,
so we want the stupid people on the show.
I think that would be entertaining. Yeah, get them to talk about like dual citizenship.
Yeah, get a bunch of kindergartens with their buddy picking their noses on there. That'd be brilliant, Mick.
I think that'd be more entertaining than what we get on Q&A.
Well, then again, Q&A got back to this Ben guy and said, you haven't been on the panel yet, so it may be possible for us to get worse.
Oh.
Snap. He's probably not on the list anymore.
No, he'll be blacklisted, I think, now.
Whoops.
Oh, well.
Can't have blacklisting.
You can't have blacklisting.
Well, we have whitelisting.
Oh, the hilarity.
That's terrible.
That's fair.
All right.
Okie dokie.
That's it for television.
That's it.
FM 100.3, serving the MacArthur region since 1989.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick again.
It was a reward for Adelaide getting rid of the homeless.
Really?
Yes, I got
like
reward.
You get a reward for getting rid of the homeless.
There was a program, and they got named on this list of about four or five cities in the world. England, there's one in England, there's one in Canada, there's one in Australia, one in Europe somewhere.
And Adelaide got mentioned. That was in second.
Oh, right.
That was pretty good because they got most of their homeless people off.
What did they do for them? Give them housing?
Gave them housing. You get a, if you're homeless, you need a house. So that's what they...
Yeah, but how are they going to pay for the house?
They've already done them.
Oh, they paid for them.
They put the homeless onto places where they can live without being on the street.
What they should do is give them jobs to make them work for the house.
Well, they could get them to make the house themselves.
Well, I don't think that's really good. But
there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who are
a lot of poor builders, maybe. But
yeah, a lot of who are electricians or
maybe do community service. Like so, yeah. so they've earned it, not just give it to them.
Mm. No, but down Adelaide is the first in Australia to get rid of their homeless off the streets in Adelaide and put them in.
No, I don't think
in places where they can get to sleep and to function properly.
But it's not 100% though, Mick, right?
No way. No.
They've still got homeless people in Adelaide.
No, I think they've got them all out.
No, I doubt that. Is there any proof of that? I don't think so.
That's what they said on the radio,
well,
on the TV.
Well, they have to say that, so they look good.
It might have reduced it, but I can't imagine them getting rid of it.
They got rid of them. Yeah. There was only about 180 people homeless down in Adelaide living in Adelaide streets. Mm. Not very many.
Okay. Right. Well, that'd be good if it was true.
I might look that up, Mick.
Mm. Anything else make you mad this week, Mick?
Yeah, Mr. Burns.
Right. Why?
He makes you mad every week.
Yeah, he always makes me mad.
I try my best.
And yet you still sit in a room with him.
Is that a dad joke?
It is.
Ah, see, you caught it again.
Dad Mick.